Today's entrance antiphon from the book of Sirach is beautiful, where it says, "He gave them the water of wisdom to drink." This is the gift, the grace of faith. It will be made strong in them and will not be moved. It will raise them up forever. And so this gift of faith pertains to the message of the resurrection, the faith that St. Peter is preaching in today's first reading from the Acts of the Apostles on the day of Pentecost, where he says, "Let the whole house of Israel know for certain." In other words, there's no doubt about it. They are eyewitnesses, not only the apostles, but the 500 to whom our Lord appeared. "The whole house of Israel know for certain that God has made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified." And so we're talking about Jesus of Nazareth, who is Lord and Christ right from the moment of his annunciation, or at the moment of the annunciation, in which the Word became flesh. And there's the union of the two natures, the human and divine nature, in the person, the second person of the Word. But Jesus of Nazareth is also Lord and Christ by conquest. That is, he conquered sin, Satan, and death on the cross, and rose from the dead on the third day. And so this is what St. Peter is preaching, that we can know for certain. This is the water of wisdom that we are to drink. It will be made strong in them and will not be moved. You see, we need to have a dogmatic faith, an unshakable faith, a faith that is not moved by the winds of the world, right? And the changeableness of the opinions of others and the cultural shifts and these type of things. But we need a faith that is strong and that will not be moved. And if that's the kind of faith we have, it will raise them up forever. That is, we too, in the end, will share in the resurrection of our Lord and rejoice with him for all eternity. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.